Hello and welcome to another Vulval Pain Society podcast. Today I'm with a partner of a woman who has long-term vulval pain. She's had lichen sclerosis, thrush, vulval pain, all sorts of issues since she was 15. She's now in her 40s. So welcome.
Thank you.
So what I want to talk about today is various issues around vulval pain and how different partners might feel in a relationship around it. So if I could start by asking you, how did you feel? I know when you first met your partner, she was finding sex quite painful with previous partners and it was quite difficult for her. How did you feel? First of all, how did she tell you about her issue and how did you take that when she told you?
I think she told me, I think probably just before we were going to have penetrative sex for the first time, and I think she said something along the lines of, I just think it would be good for you to know that in the past I've experienced pain. I've got something called vulval pain syndrome, and often I've had pain when I've tried to have penetrative sex, and it hasn't stopped me from doing it all the time, but you know, it can and has been an issue. Okay. I think that was how she presented it to me, really.
And how did you feel about that? Did you feel sort of concerned or anxious about that? Or
I think that because obviously, you know, I had feelings for this person. I had concern, and I felt a little bit anxious. Possibly more for her than for me, really, to be honest. But for me, you know, to be honest, I'm the kind of person that feels a bit anxious, can feel a bit anxious about, you know, early sexual experiences with a new partner anyway. So it was something I took, I suppose, a little bit in my stride. I had those feelings, and then I thought more about her, really, and
so it didn't stop you wanting to get involved, or you didn't think twice about, do I want to get involved with this person?
No, because not at all. For one thing, I didn't at that point know what it was going to be like. Mm-hmm. So I just remained, you know, open to the possibility that we might, you know, still be able to enjoy ourselves. And no, I didn't make any judgments about it at that point.
And how did you? What types of sexual activity did you get involved in initially? Did you start by having a period where you didn't even try penetrative sex, or did you quickly try and do that? Or
I think that we both were quite relaxed and open about what our sexual activity would be. I don't think either of us were obsessed about having penetrative sex. I think we did try it fairly early on. But I think what we did to begin with was having, you know, when she told me about it, by the way, I asked quite a lot of questions just to get you know, some idea in my head of what it might be like. Mm-hmm. And so that when, for example, we did have penetrative sex initially, we'd start out by just being very, very gentle. So, you know, not a lot of movement, just, you know, just penetrating and then, as I say, not a lot of movement, just being gentle and seeing how it went.
Okay. And was she sort of obviously in pain? I mean, did that put you off at all? Obviously, when you got to a point where clearly she was in pain and wanted to stop or wanted to carry on, how did she feel about that? And how did you feel about seeing her in pain and in that sexual context?
Well, because she'd been open about it when she brought up the subject for the first time, I was aware that this might happen, so it didn't take me by surprise. I wasn't shocked or anything. All I felt really was concern for her, compassion, empathy, and all I wanted to do was see whether what I could do to make her feel more comfortable, to lessen the pain. I was open to whatever that would take. Would it be just let's stop for a while? Also, another thing to say about sex, of course, I mean, I'm sure I don't need to tell you this or anybody else, but sex doesn't have to be a particular way. You know, there are lots of ways to have fun and be fulfilled in sex that don't involve penetrative sex. So I just, the only thing would be if she appeared to be in pain, whatever you're doing, you can say, shall I stop whatever I'm doing? And she can say yes or no. I mean, again, so just concerned for her, but not overly anxious.
Okay. And did it, I mean, the fact that she was in pain, or that pain, there was that issue there, at any point, you know, stop you feeling aroused, or sort of like, exactly a turn off, but a concern for you? Did it at various points affect then your arousal feelings, or feelings of around sex, whether you're enjoying it or not yourself? Or?
Not really. I mean, certainly not in any way that couldn't be easily, you know, managed or overcome. I think in one of the things for me in sex is to try and be as relaxed and comfortable with the other person as possible. So all sorts of things can come up during sex that need to be dealt with. Vulval pain is perhaps a more, you know, a bigger kind of a challenge to overcome. But other things for people who don't have vulval pain can sometimes come up that you need to deal with, and so you just do it. So no, I didn't. It wouldn't. It put it this way. Sometimes, you know, it would require dealing with, and that might slightly get me out of the sort of the zone of being very turned on. But I don't panic about it, and it was never it never became an issue that we couldn't, you know, carry on and still have fun with each other.
Right. Obviously, we're talking about it in the past tense, because you're no longer with this person. I know a lot of women, including myself, will be concerned about this being an issue that actually ends up, you know, tearing a relationship apart. Is that something that happened in your experience? Or was that in any way a contributing factor to the end of the relationship? Or?
Not remotely. I mean, we were lucky enough to, first of all, we remain good friends. Second of all, we were lucky enough to always enjoy sex in our relationship. And if anything, our sex life just continued to get better and better. One of the reasons for that was that, as a result of being very open and being sensitive to each other, and being quite experimental, and all sorts of reasons, we really did evolve a way of being with each other sexually whereby the vulval pain seemed to just, sometimes it would come back and be an issue, but generally the whole trend was for it to be less and less of a problem for my partner.
And did that? How long did it take to get to that? Well, obviously, when you started out, there was a lot of pain. It was very difficult to have sex at all. How long did you sort of work together on working things out before she could have pain-free sex?
I think that, to be honest, that really did take quite a bit of time. I think in terms of pain-free sex, I would say that it was well over a year before. You know, she said to me for the first time, gosh, you know, I hardly had any pain during when we just, you know, made love. And so, yeah, we were patient and it took some time.
And you say you were patient, but obviously you must have been both committed to working towards a solution. I mean, it didn't just gradually happen. You must have been both working at it to push the barrier gently.
Yeah. Well, I think we were both. I'm a very positive-minded person. My partner was a very positive-minded person, and I think right from the start we took the view that it could get better, and we explored all the different ways that it might get better. So, for example, we didn't just look at it as a physical issue. We talked about our attitude towards it. We talked about. We were both really optimistic about it, and
Carry on.
and yeah, So we weren't put off by if on the occasion, for example, it flared up particularly badly, we never made it mean that that was the way it was going to be. We always said, well, that's fine. It'll get better again. So I think optimism played an enormous part.
And you were saying earlier, I think, to me that you felt in a way it was an opportunity as well, the fact that you couldn't always have penetrative sex. It was an opportunity to explore other types of sexual activity. So it didn't mean you have to stop and do nothing. You could perhaps try other things or explore other areas.
Yeah, I think it really, really helps to be open-minded and not have a fixed idea of what sex has got to be like. So she was very open-minded, quite experimental. I was as well. I think the other thing that really helped is that neither of us are particularly self-obsessed. We both care about other people's pleasure, not just our own, and that really helps, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And I think, obviously, a lot of women and partners will listen to this, and because not everybody, a lot of women who experience pain around sex lose their libido because of it, which is understandable, and would find it very hard to engage in any kind of sexual activity. So do you have anything you'd like to say about that, or advice for partners or women who the starting point is that they're not having sex and they've slightly lost their impetus to start?
Yeah. Well, I'd just say maybe they could look at possibly, have they become a little bit disillusioned about the possibility that they might be able to enjoy sex. And if that is the case, would they like to consider,
So there's possibilities like that, the Sensate program and ways of slowly becoming intimate with each other again, which don't have to lead to penetrative sex.
Absolutely. And just like everything else in life, sexual health happens in a series of very small steps. Mm-hmm. It's not overnight. There's no overnight success. And that's true of just about everything in life that's worthwhile.
Yes. Yes. And just briefly before we finish, how involved were you in your partner's sort of medical treatment of the vulval pain? Did you attend any appointments with her? Did you want to hear details of what had been said? Or, how active were you in the treatment side?
Well, I was really interested in this because for all sorts of reasons. First of all, intellectually I was interested in it, but also I was interested in it because I cared about my partner. I didn't actually go to any appointments with her, but I took a real keen interest in it. And I was really thrilled, obviously, that with the progress that we were making in terms of her being able to enjoy sex. And I felt really kind of, in a way, I almost felt really proud of the part that I was playing in all of that. I mean, it really was just a lovely story, It was lovely to have been part of a process whereby...
It's like a journey you were both on.
A journey, yeah, where somebody who had a lot of anxiety about... sex because of the pain that it caused her, by the end almost had no anxiety about it and had found a way of really turning something that had been a source of pain and concern into something that was really positive and mm-hmm. really life affirming.
And also, you mentioned earlier before we finished that you'd had a relationship previously as well with someone who had lichen sclerosis, and I think it's great if you could share the fact that women's health problems, we tend to think it's just us, it's just me or just whoever that's got it. But actually, from what you've said, that a lot of your partners have had some sort of, well, not a lot of them, but several partners have had various issues.
Yeah, I mean, if I look back at my experience of sex, it's, sex is a challenging area of life. And I'd had that partner who had lichen sclerosis, and again, it was just, well, what do you do to deal with this in a way that it doesn't inhibit our pleasure in sex? Mm. And I've always taken that attitude, I suppose. I think that a lot of problems in sex just come from ignorance, and all you have to do is say, well, I may not know about it now, but that doesn't mean I can't know about it. So just find out more and learn and be open mm-hmm. and be curious and
have a sense of humour.
And have a sense of humour, yeah. You know, life is full of challenges, and they can either be obstacles or they can just be things that you engage with, and mm-hmm. it's part of life. Life isn't supposed to just be easy all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So sex is just part of life in that respect.
Great. Well, thank you ever so much for sharing your experience.
My pleasure.
With us.
I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
I hope also, as part of this podcast, we'll also be looking at how to reactivate the partners Yahoo group, which partners can then get involved in and get support through via the internet. So we're bringing you more news on that soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks.